Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to what is now part 5 in our series of People Who Improved the World. So far we've celebrated inventors, artists, filmmakers and musicians. This time let's focus on, prolonged pause to heighten the tension and excitement, drum roll, people who think outside the box. By that I mean people who have open minds, open hearts, open imaginations, open wills, open hands. People who come to problems and issues from a different angle to most people, who see things from a different perspective and who find creative solutions to things. We can illustrate all this by introducing you now to a whole host of fascinating people who have improved the world down through the centuries. And we can learn a lot from them which will enrich our own lives today. So let's start way back in time, in ancient Greece in fact, with Archimedes, the great Greek mathematician, physicist, inventor, astronomer and engineer who lived about 200 BC. We're still using his formulas in maths and science today. His brilliantly simple invention called Archimedes' screw is used a lot today for irrigation in many poorer parts of the world. When the Romans besieged his birthplace, the city of Syracuse, Archimedes invented several machines to protect the city walls. However, we remember Archimedes most for his cry of "Eureka, Eureka, I have found it, I found it," as he ran home naked from a public bathhouse. He was so excited by his discovery, he didn't notice that he was running naked. The background was that he had been asked to work out whether a solid gold crown contained any silver impurities. Lying in the bath, he was mulling over the problem when suddenly he hit on the answer. He noticed how much water was displaced by his body when he sat down in the bath. Archimedes' law relates to the buoyancy of objects in water, and it states that the weight of water displaced by an object is equal to the object's weight. So a boat sinks into a lake until the weight of water it has displaced is the same as the boat's weight. Archimedes is a great example of someone thinking outside the box. By working out buoyancy and displacencies, is there such a word? No. Let's say displacement. By working out buoyancies and displacement of objects in water, he solved how to spot fake gold coins. Impure coins would affect the water differently. So here's a song about a Eureka discovery.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Here's a song about thinking outside the usual box when a blind girl asked her dad, what colour is the wind?
What colour is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow, red or blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his color fade? Is it gentle breeze, a lighter shade? Just like his friend, the sea, the wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, Daddy, do the flowers hear him too? When he's pouring out his heart, Daddy, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air? And this fragrance, just a rose in prayer, giving thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love. Blow, wind, blow, wild and free. My daddy said, a lot like me. I know each color, its shape and size. I've seen them all with my daddy's eyes. I know that grass is green, I've touched it with my toes. And snow is purest white, Daddy, I've felt it with my nose. But my favorite color has to be the color of your love for me. Daddy, I've been told that love is always gold.
You are tuned in to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour, in which we're celebrating people who have improved the world, and who have done so by thinking outside the box. Another good example of this, and sticking to ancient Greece for the moment, is Plato, the founder of modern philosophy and ethics. He was a student of Socrates, and he in turn taught Aristotle. He lived during the decline of the Athenian Empire and the rise of the Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great. Plato thought outside the box in all sorts of ways, like inventing democracy, demos in Greek means people, rule by the people, rather than dictatorship by dictators. He promoted morality over success at any cost. He was the first writer to write about the concept of utopia. He came up with a new idea of the immortal soul being trapped in a mortal body until it was set free by death. Plato advocated public ownership of all property. He also founded the Academy in Athens, which stood for 1,000 years. It was the very first institution of learning in the Western world. My favourite writing of Plato's is Plato's Cave. Very briefly, it's about people who live in this giant cave for decades, for centuries, forever. They never leave this cave. And they sit and watch the shadows flickering on the wall of the bonfire. Till one day one of them says, "I'm fed up with this, I want a life, I'm going to explore, you coming with me?" And they say, "No, we're not going." So he goes off on his own, and he comes to the mouth of the cave, and then goes through the mouth, and finds a whole bigger cave, a bigger world out there. It's bright, it's light, and it's a lovely time, and then he feels, "I must go back and tell the others." But when he goes back to tell the others, they won't believe him, and nobody wants to come with him to see for themselves. They want to stay where they are, the way they've been. He can't stay the way he's been because he knows there's a wonderful world out there. And he's torn. If he stays where he is, he'll know he's shrinking in a little cave when there's a great world to explore. And if he goes out to explore it, he'll be on his own and they'll all be back there. Plato also came up with his own style of writing. Two voice dialogues discussing life. A says, then B says, and so on. I personally write worship sketches, and they nearly all take that form of writing. I got it from Plato. Well, in keeping with Plato's dialogues, here is a duet. It's by Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand, and it shows Celine swithering about reaching out beyond the box and telling somebody that she loves him.
To say
Let's take a giant leap in time and we'll meet another person who thought outside the box. Christopher Columbus, who lived in the second half of the 15th century. He lived from 1451 to 1506. He's considered to be the greatest explorer of his age and a great navigator. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue and discovered the Americas. At a time when everyone thought that the world was flat and that if you sailed too far, you would sail off the edge, off into oblivion, Christopher Columbus was willing to put his life, his three ships, the Nina, Pinta and Santa Maria, and his 122 crew members on the line to sail round the world. In particular, to sail from Europe to India by going west across the Atlantic Ocean. Imagine the fear and trepidation mounting the further they sailed. Would they sail over the edge of the world? And it might happen at any moment. When they eventually landed, Columbus and his crew were sure that they had reached India. But in fact, it was the Bahamas, probably Watling's Island. On subsequent voyages, Columbus discovered Central America and South America. 60 years after the Italian Christopher Columbus died, another Italian boy was born, in 1564 to be precise, Galileo Galilei, who also thought outside the box. While Columbus explored this world, Galileo, as an astronomer and scientist, explored the planets and the stars in space. Stephen Hawking has said, Galileo, perhaps more than any other single person, was responsible for the birth of modern science. He made important contributions to the sciences of motion and astronomy, and established the new idea of using the language of mathematics to study the natural world. In 1609, after learning of the invention of the telescope in the Netherlands, Galileo went and built his own telescope and began to study the heavens. Although he grew up a Roman Catholic and studied in a Jesuit monastery, Galileo angered the Catholic Church and most of the world by announcing that the earth revolved around the sun. The sun did not revolve around the earth, as everybody, apart from Copernicus, of course, assumed up until then. This was really thinking outside the box. Indeed, he was arrested and tried for heresy by the Catholic Church in 1616. Galileo was acquitted but forbidden to teach, and he lay low for several years, but he couldn't resist publishing a book about it. In 1633, the Inquisition found him guilty of heresy, and he died with a tarnished reputation in 1642. Columbus explored out of the box, betting his life that the world was round and not flat. And Galileo thought out of the box too, paying with his life that the earth revolved around the sun, not vice versa. Space is the final frontier outside our box for us to boldly go.
Thank you.
And another hero of thinking outside the box of what everybody else was thinking is Charles Darwin. His theory of evolution changed the world's view of the natural world and our human place in it. He was a naturalist who believed that over millions of years, all species had evolved from common ancestors by changing their characteristics in order to survive. Darwin called this natural selection. His book about this was called On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, published in 1859, and it caused an outcry from many quarters, especially the church, which believed that Darwin's theory that man was descended from apes contradicted biblical teaching in the book of Genesis. The view at the time was that God had created the world literally in 7 days. His work was accepted by the scientific community, and it had a huge impact upon zoology, geology, botany, taxonomy, paleontology, anthropology, psychology, theology, and philosophy. Even without his groundbreaking theory of evolution, Darwin would have been celebrated for his general scientific research and unorthodox thinking across a wide range of natural sciences. Charles Darwin was born into a wealthy family in 1809 in Shrewsbury in England. And after studying at Cambridge University, he joined the scientific survey ship HMS Beagle in 1831 on its 5-year mission round the world. He spent a lot of time on the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific, off South America, examining volcanoes, coral reefs, fossils, and the rich variety of flora and fauna. The extraordinary wildlife of the Galapagos Islands fascinated him. He collected many specimens and made extensive notes. From all his research, he concluded that life on Earth, including human life, has continuously evolved from simpler life forms by natural selection. He believed that humans have evolved from apes. He was reluctant to publish his revolutionary ideas, because he knew there would be an outcry, so for the next 20 years he worked away quietly, trying to find cast-iron proofs to support his case. Then in 1858, he published and faced the wrath of creationists. His ideas changed the world of science, and after working till he died in 1882, he was buried in Westminster Abbey in a state funeral. Here's a song by John Denver in praise of all those who think outside the box, people like Jacques Cousteau, who explored the oceans in his ship Calypso.
To sail on a dream, on a crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm, to work in the service of life and the living, in search of the answers to questions unknown, to be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning to understand. Bring us beside you to light up the darkness and show us the way. For though we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide and free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be.
Our last thinker outside the box is Albert Einstein, who was born in 1879 and died in 1955. He was a German-Swiss citizen and later an American citizen. He was one of the world's greatest ever theoretical physicists, and without doubt the most famous scientist of the 20th century. Even as a child, Albert stood out as a mathematician, and by the time he was 12, he had learned Euclidean geometry. He later trained to become a teacher of physics and mathematics, but was unable to get a job. So instead, he became an assistant examiner of patents for the electromagnetic devices at the Swiss Patent Office. It was there in his spare time that he came up with his world-changing theories. In 1905, aged only 26, Albert Einstein published four remarkable papers in the German journal Annalen der Physik. One was on photoelectric effects showing how light interacts with matter. A second was about Brownian motion and how molecules behave in an atom. The third was on electrodynamics, and it included Einstein's radical theory of special relativity, E equals mc squared. This particular work led to the development of nuclear power. And the fourth thing was he used his special relativity equations to show that minuscule amounts of mass could be converted into vast amounts of energy, which is a vital step in the later development of nuclear power. In 1909, he became a professor at Zurich University. 1911, professor of theoretical physics at Prague University. 1912, he was back to Zurich. And in 1914, he became director of the Kaiser Wilhelm Physical Institute and a professor at the University of Berlin. In 1916, he published his paper on the general theory of relativity. In 1921, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for Physics for his services to theoretical physics and especially for his discovery of the law of photoelectric effect. In 1932, with the rise of Hitler and the Nazi Party and their anti-Semitism, Germany proved to be too dangerous for a highly regarded Jewish physicist. So Einstein emigrated to the United States of America and became an American citizen in 1940. He studied Newtonian mechanics, electromagnetism, and problems created by quantum theory and the movement of molecules. He also studied the thermal properties of light, and his observations led to the beginnings of photon theory of light. Einstein's research into the nature of matter paved the way for other scientists to create nuclear power and the atom bomb. Physicists continued to build on his work, discovering things such as gravitation waves, which he predicted. God always uses people who can think outside the box, people with open minds and hearts and imaginations and wills and hands. God himself thinks out of the box. He came from the comfort zone of heaven into this world, and he solved our problems in very out-of-the-box ways, like by becoming a baby in a stable in Bethlehem, and by dying on a cross in Jerusalem. Well, our holy half hour is up, so bye for now, and remember, keep thinking outside your box. I give the final word to Michael Card, singing about God's final word in the form of Jesus.
You and me, we use so very many clumsy words. The noise of what we often say is not worth being heard. When the Father's wisdom wanted to communicate his love, he spoke it in one final perfect word. He spoke the incarnation, and then so was born the Son. His final word was Jesus. He needed no other one. Spoke flesh and blood so he could bleed and make a way divine. And so was born the baby who would die. spoke the living, luminous word. At once his will was done. And so the transformation that in man had been unheard took place in God the Father as he spoke that final word. Okay.